Yeah, he's not even on the air.
We're going to get it.
Okay, come on, Jaws.
We got a very slow computer that says, and the Jaws take time to come on.
We'll be right with
Hello?
You. Hello.
There you go, Sixer. Go on.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole, Nicole, Pride and Joy. How's everyone doing?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing awesome.
All right, all right, all right. We're going to have a great show. We do apologize for the tardiness. Now, could you hear me when I was speaking? I was rapid and everything. Could you hear me?
Mm-mm. I heard nothing you said.
Well, I'm kind of glad you didn't, because you might have thought I was Cool Mo D rapping, so that's a good thing. Yes, but nonetheless, this is Kicking It with Six Eyes. Once again, phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Want to welcome everybody. Who all do we have with us? Press the one. Let me know. Who's with us? Okay. Well, nonetheless, we'll go around the board and ask how everyone's mental is doing. My mental is doing great today. I had a great outing. Had a gyro. Some people call it gyro, but it's really pronounced gyro. Now, food has gone up. Now, they say this is supposed to be a jumbo gyro. So, in my mind, I said, okay, now see, when you used to get the gyros, you know how you get like a, if you would get like a rib dinner or a chicken dinner, and it has that big box that you lift up?
Right, right.
So, that's what I thought it was in, because, you know, they put it in the bag, so I'm thinking it's like it was, you know, years back.
Right, okay.
Okay, so what they did, they opened up. Now, the fries is in a slimmer container. Looks just like the one that the chicken wings or ribs will be in, or the original gyro. But now they wrap up the gyro in foil. So I'm getting ready to eat. I'm like, what's this? I'm thinking the foil was the fries, but the foil was the gyro, and the styrofoam was the fries. So it's like everything is going up in price, but the food is, like, shrinking. I'm like, come on, dude. I was pissed. I'm like, okay. So I'm talking. I said, well, look. I said, I'll have the gyro, because it's supposed to be a jumbo gyro. So I said, well, I'll eat half of it now and finish the rest for it for dinner. It's almost gone. Yeah.
Wow.
So, ATL will be with us shortly. He's just leaving, so he will let us know when he calls in. We're to be proud. We are definitely to be proud. But once again, phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Hello to our surrounding city and states, our faraway countries. Hello to my family, my friends, your fans, our fans. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes. So we'll go around the board. How's your mental? Did you already answer that question?
My mental, I am doing just fine. I'm doing great. I can't complain. I have no complaints.
All right.
I'm doing great.
All right. Wolfgang, how's your mental? Sex? Okay, Ruthie,
well,
how's your mental?
Well, we're doing about an 8 today.
About an 8? Well, an 8 beats a 0.
Yes.
That's a good thing. An 8 beats a 0. And remember, put God first in all that you do. Put God first in all that you do. He'll turn it around. We want to definitely pray for the sick and shut in. So anybody sick and shut in, we definitely want to pray. And everybody know God knows all, and he knows who needs a speedy recovery. You know, so we just want to just say a prayer for everybody. You know, definitely checking on the elderly, because it's very important that you check on the elderly now that it's getting cold outside. And from the Six Eyes Radio Network, we definitely want you to be warm, but we want you to be warm the right way. So in the event that your gas is cut off, there's resources you can call. You can dial 211 for your resources and let them know that you are in hardship and need a hardship letter to get your gas restored. And one good thing about it, here in Ohio, if it gets cold and your gas is off, or if you owe a bill, they are not allowed to turn your gas off when the extremities get cold. So remember that. If anybody's having any financial issues, call 211 for resources, especially as it gets cold outside. Also, if you utilize space heaters, please make sure you have the up-to-date space heaters, because what ends up happening, unfortunately, is a lot of times people like to drape their covers or blankets over the space heater. And, of course, you know, everybody like to look at those little orange ambers, but that conducts heat, fabric conducts heat, and this is how things catch on fire. They have it too close to the drapes, or they have it close to something that can catch fire, and then, you know, you have a fatality. So never have anything draped over it. Have it in a center of a room, not up against anything that could catch on fire. And now they have the ones that have the safety shut off. If it were to get knocked over, it shuts off automatically. So remember, if you can afford those, get the new modern ones. They also have one that looks ceramic. I mean, they're getting pretty clever how they design them. They don't look like the old space heaters that we remember. They actually have some that has design to it, and it's made out of ceramic. So there's no element of those orange ambers that you remember, but yet it still does the same thing of warming your home. So those are modern, and those do have the safety feature on it. So, once again, if you can afford those, get those. Also, make sure you have working smoke detectors in your home.
Yes.
On each level, make sure the smoke detector is free of debris, dirt, and dust, and grease. Because what triggers the mechanism, if it's clogged with dust, grease, or smoke, or dust, it's not going to trigger. Make sure you have fresh batteries. Also, make sure you have a carbon monoxide detector in your home. Make sure you have a carbon monoxide detector in your home, because a couple of weeks back we had a building evacuation city from my homeboy LeBron James. They had to evacuate an apartment building because, again, like I said, when it gets cold, people use other means of heating their unit. And whatever they decided to use brought about carbon monoxide. And the only way they knew that was that the man's birds were dead. We know people who have birds, and that's the only way they knew. Now, the guy wasn't totally out unconscious, but he was almost unconscious. So when they found out the birds were dead, that's when they discovered it was a carbon monoxide leak. And just for history, you know what coal mines are.
Right.
So there's a song called Canary in a Coal Mine. And the reason that is because when a canary's in the coal mine, they consist carbon monoxide. So if it's down there, that lets them know that the coal miners need to get out of there. So that saying, canary in a coal mine, is true. So we want you to be safe on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Also, you know, in a couple of days, Chad will be going trick-or-treating. He's excited. He'll be on with us a little later.
Okay.
He's going to be Spider-Man, and he's excited. So from the Six Eyes Radio Network, if you're celebrating, please make sure you're with responsible adults. Please make sure the costumes have proper ventilation. Please make sure they have reflective strip of tape on there so they're able to be seen by the vehicles passing by. Make sure candy is inspected before eating. And stay in groups at all times. Never, never, never go in the house for promise of bigger amounts of candy. Because, you know, they give out those little miniature Hershey's and Crackles and Mr. Good Bars and, those little miniature candy bars, the little Snickers and little Three Musketeers, little Milky Ways. They give all those little miniature candy bars out. But you have some creeps that try to prey on the children. And unfortunately, some of these kids fall for that, and they go in there and they are abducted or even possibly killed. And we don't want that to happen from the Six Eyes Radio Network. We want you to all be safe, you know, and let the kids enjoy the innocence of growing up. I know a lot of people from a religious stance doesn't believe in, the holiday, but, I mean, I say let them have their fun, their innocence. We had our fun, we had our innocence, and we're still here. You know, everybody know my horror story. My bag got snatched, and yeah. So that was bad, you know. But yeah. So Chad, don't let nobody snatch your bag, okay?
Right.
Spray 'em with your silly string. Yes.
Okay.
So ATL will be joining us shortly. Ruthie, can you look on the board and see if there's anybody that may have joined us? If you are on the board, press the 1.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Okay, thank you. And once again, you're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Go like the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Go like the Six Eyes Radio Network group. And shout out to the squad.
Yeah.
They had a great
and
show
Queen's
last
Court.
Night. Yeah, oh, yeah, Queen's Court, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great show yesterday with Linda. Great show.
Yes.
Definitely a phoenix, definitely a survivor. And you're welcome to come to the Kicking It With Six Eyes, ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole, Pride and Joy. You're welcome to come hang out with us, you know. We're all family here. We're all family.
Family, that's right.
Mm-hmm. But y'all did a good show yesterday.
Well, thank you.
I like the little sound effects, the little monk sounds. I actually had a nightmare, but other than that, it was pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, the noises in there.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was. So that was cool. Definitely future broadcasters, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Definitely a beautiful thing. I am proud.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate that.
Yep. So this is a little different show. We're gonna talk, and we're gonna watch Good Times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk and watch Good Times.
Yep.
There's a couple other callers that we just opened their mic six.
All right. Well, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Who do we have with us?
Talk to me.
Hello.
Come and talk to me.
Who do we have with us? Press the 1. Take yourself off mute. You're on the air.
All right, it's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. Got that award tonight, man, doing it big down here in the A-Town, Atlanta South. Yes.
Definitely tell us all about it. Tell us all about it. Proper radio, tell us all about it.
Oh, my God, it was extraordinary. Six Eyes Radio was put on the platform tonight, man. We're definitely going to have to get a dual on here. He definitely wants to do some things. We got to bring him on Six Eyes. We'll be doing that in the future. We got to get some financing situations going, too. But, hey, you know how it is. It's your boy, DJ. But let me say this, man. It's extraordinary. The whole theme of this thing was love. Love yourself. Respect yourself. Love yourself so you can love everybody else, so we can get ourselves out of the nightmare that we're in this country as far as people, period. Loving yourself is the key thing for success. It's the key thing for us getting through the problem. And you know, one of the biggest entities that love us, and I learned that from Six Sides Radio Network, was on live on the Six Sides Radio when I was on stage. I actually said this. I learned a lot from the Six Sides Gospel Show because the pastor said something very interesting on there about the word of love as yourself. And see, people get that extraordinary word and don't understand that it's the only way you can go through the things we go through. Because we get things thrown at us all the time. All the time, brothers. And I want everybody to understand. I want everybody to hear my voice out there in radio land. Y'all know exactly where I'm coming from. I mean, if it ain't this, it's another. If it ain't another, it's another. But at the time of all this, don't get mad at yourself and hate yourself. No. Tell yourself love. Go look in the mirror and tell yourself you love your nose, your lips, your face. You don't need all these entity things to get you to be loved. Because I'm going to tell you why you love. Because the God Almighty up top loves you. He created you out of love. He created you out of love, y'all. So I want that to be the theme message that we do put through on the Six Sides Radio. Love yourself so you can love others. So we will stop all the mass violence. We will stop all the drama. It will go away once you understand the love of yourself and you can achieve the trueness of love of yourself and your element of success in yourself once you love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, you can't love no one else. And ain't no one else going to love you if you can't love yourself. Just remember that, guys, out there in the radio world.
That's
this is
right,
your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, and I'm passing it on to Six Sides.
All right. Well, we got our first award, and it's definitely a blessing. I mean,
awesome.
You know, but this is an award for us.
That's
there's
right.
No
That's
I,
what it
there's
is.
There's no I in team. It's
no,
the Six Sides
no,
Radio
it's
Network.
All. And I was just accepting to take it, but it's really for. I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for Six Sides Radio Network. Let me be honest with you guys. I mean, I remember when Nikhil brought me on and gave me the opportunity to come on the show, man. I was like, and then I met this brother, Mr. Six Eyes, and I talked to him on the air. And I never will forget the day he called me and told me, man, I'm going to let you become. And it actually opened up me to be able to be able to be where I am today. So I have a lot of gratitude to say to Six Eyes Radio Network. And it's one of the creations of me. So let's say this right here. Let's keep this real. This award, and I have told them lively today, that if it wasn't for Six Eyes, I would not be at the level I am today. I mean, I know I do a lot of great things, and my godfather was there to push me, but it took me to get on Six Eyes Radio. And Six Eyes, you're the witnesses. You remember when my godfather used to call on the show?
Mm-hmm.
So you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when he said, yeah, it's time to be let me loose and let me become a radio personality. Because I had to wait for. And it's kind of weird just because my dad was kind of like, before my dad passed, I mean, my dad was passing and everything, he always told me I'm going to let me do the radio, but he never did. He said he kept holding me back. Not holding me back, but I kind of hold my back too. So, but it's kind of weird. It's like you're holding yourself back. And then my godfather would never forget. He said, Lewis, time to jump out there. I jumped on another station for a minute for me to leap to where I need to go. I had to come on the Six Sides Radio Network. Man, we have done some great interviews. I mean, I have done some great ones. Brian Tatum, give him a big shout out there in the West Coast. I'm definitely going to give him honors for this, too. I brought him on from out there doing his thing, a former officer of the law. That was a conscious show we had. We talked about policing. And I think that leveled me out to be who I am today and now to talk about love. And understand the gospel, the word, and what God means to me. And it just means to me. And I think everyone needs to find that special thing inside them. That's why I say you have to find your love, and you have to start loving yourself, and you have to start telling yourself. Even though when you're mad with yourself, and you get mad and say, man, I'm mad, and I ain't nothing. No, don't say that, because it's not true. You wake up every day because God gives you that chance. He says, man, you're something special. I want everyone to know you're special. He wakes you up and let you walk and do the things you do. And don't think that nobody really is connecting with you, because people are connecting with you. They're connecting with you just by seeing you. It's an honor to be able to see everything, the smell. And the ones that don't see things, and the ones don't, it's still even special. So I just want to make sure I put that out there. But I'm going to pass it now completely to Six Eyes. I'm going to try to get myself on down the road so I can come get back on the show. I enjoy it. Next weekend, we're definitely going to have special things, and I'm just happy to be a part of the Six Eyes family and this award. Like I said again, like he was correct. It is a Six Eyes Radio Awards for us, for the Six Eyes Radio Network, and I'm going to make sure that is, and it's coming from the White House.
Yeah, and
good luck.
And we, and it's a blessing. You know, when you set out to do something and you see it through, it's a blessing. Like I said, it's a Six Eyes Radio.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. So let's make sure we do that commercial now. We got to do a commercial. I want all the shows to do a commercial. We need to thank the White House for nominating us for being a radio legendary radio station of the war, because this is what this is. This is definitely coming from the White House. So I was amended by it, and we all should be amended, and we should take this in and let everyone know. So now on, it is Six Eyes Radio Network award-winning radio station.
Well,
got it?
Once again,
awesome. Congratulations.
Once again, I am happy.
So awesome.
And
congratulations to you all.
Thank you. Thank you all. Everybody deserves a applause. All the shows, all the personalities deserve a show. Round of applause. I wish mom and dad and my sister and brother were here to witness this. And they are, you know, smiling down from heaven. And
yes,
I'm happy. I'm happy. You know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, and you know, for our parents, that's going on. Lewis, your father is smiling down as well. Pride and joy. Your father, is your father still with us? Or?
My father and mother.
Okay, so your mother and father is smiling down on you. And, you know, it's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing,
indeed.
And I'm happy. So that's going to be a beautiful thing. And hopefully we can get copies of our proclamation from the White House. And we just keep building, So that's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Is that my cousin Cindy? Hey, cousin.
Is that Cindy?
Hey,
cousin.
Is that
Cindy?
I think so.
Cindy
from Cincinnati.
All right. Hey. So everybody, can we share the good news, or you want to tell? You tell it.
We must.
You tell it. You tell it. You tell it. Go ahead.
So let me start off with when I jumped on, I heard the young man speaking about love, and everything that you spoke was up notch. When I say that I came up as a kind of like a lost individual, but I grew up in the church. But even though I was in the church, I still came up as being a lost individual because I didn't understand my image at the time. I wasn't taught self-love. I was taught to love God. I was taught to love others, but not to love myself. So therefore, I was growing up. I grew up. I had a gap in my teeth. I have hazel eyes. I'm very hippie. I'm very curvy. And I just never knew why. And then as I got older, I started losing my hearing. And as I got older, I got asthma. And I was lost. And I was wondering why none of my six sisters have any of these things that I'm going through. And I just started to, like, really be down about myself, you know. But I kept myself busy. I had to keep myself busy because if I didn't, I would constantly think about the things that I was fighting myself for. And I say that as a teenager. I've been working since I was 12 years old. And it took me to become an adult to do a 23andMe. I don't know if you guys heard of that. 23andMe is something like an ancestry.com where you find your family.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually did the DNA to find out who my grandfather's side of the family is here in Cincinnati. And when I did the DNA test, I found out that my dad of 44 years is not my father. And so the things that were listed here on my DNA chart was my aunt, my uncle, my first cousin, second cousin, and everything. And I went to social media from March until, I believe, Charles, was it last month I found you?
Yeah, it was like two months ago
that I found you.
Yeah, I know it was late because I think we had just got done with the show.
Right.
And
no,
I'm like, who is this?
That was like 2 months I went to social media to find my family. I mean, when I say I went to everybody's page and I added everybody that was commenting on my family's page and everything just to see who my family was. But by the grace of God, I was able to find these two young men that popped up and that could have been my brothers. And they gave me a DNA test. And the DNA test came back last night that I found my brother. I know now who my dad is. And
thank you.
Yes, and me went through those things that I went through as a young adult. I found out that now what I'm facing is from my dad's side of the family. My curviness, my asthma, my eyes, my nose, everything came from my dad's side of the family. So now I found love in me as an adult. But now that I know where these things come from, I can now relax and say, Cindy, you got it from Daddy, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
44-year-old woman. I have 5 children. One of them deceased. You know, may he rest in peace. But he's with my daddy. He's with my daddy. My daddy is smiling down on me right now, saying, "Baby, I know he's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not there." And I get it. I get life. But as long as I have this love in my heart and I have my family, just like Charles, you know, that's accepting me, I have so much abundant love. And
yeah,
I got a new cousin.
Amen.
That's
a blessing. That's
I got a new cousin, and she's in radio, too. So we're going to definitely have to do a show together.
Cousin has come
home. Do a show together, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And everybody tells me that she looks like my mom.
Oh, nice. And I agree.
That's what people tell me.
And I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I am such I'm a newborn woman right now.
And it's,
congratulations, Kevin.
Yeah. Definitely a blessing. Turn your voice
up. I want to congratulate you all on your award. Woo, woo.
It is.
They can say what they want about Joe Biden, but the station, Six Pass Radio Network, got honored tonight, and it's a blessing. And all you got to do is do the work. That's it. A lot of people be so busy, you know, talking that they don't get the work done. And we are 11 years strong, the Six Eyes Radio Network. September 14th. So, you know, like I said, I'm very happy. It's the Six Eyes Radio Network, but it's a team. There's no I in team. So this ain't just me. This is an us. This is a team thing here.
That's right.
You know, my mother and father raised me to be humble, and I am a humble dude. You know. And that's
I had to explain that to my co-host because a lot of times she's always saying, like, well, you know, this is your show. This is your show. You know, and I told her, I said, no, this is our show. This is our show. So I shouldn't have to put in more work. We do it together.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Agreed. My name is there on the marquee, but we're doing this together.
Right.
Right.
No, it's a lot of shows. Here we're 7 days a week.
Yeah, that's right.
Seven days a week. So we are here.
So I definitely need to get in where I fit in.
Yes. Well, you got a seat. I mean, have a seat. You got a seat. We got 3 seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John, can I get a drum roll?
Not a big lipstick.
Oh,
drum roll, please. So a little goofy joke my sister said. So she said, hey, I got you a job. I said, a job? She said, yeah, at Campbell's. I said, doing what? She said, you're going to be a soup cooler. I said, okay. I said, well, I guess you'll be working for first shift because you right.
Right, you're supposed to be on the third shift. Soup cooler on the third shift.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome, 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 Nicole. Yeah. So I officially have a new cousin today. We weren't sure, but I had already accepted her.
We had already accepted her
as my cousin, even if she wasn't. So we found out today with 23 Amigo. What is it called? 23 and me.
We were sure that I'm your cousin. That's what we were sure of. We were sure of the bloodline, but we just wasn't sure of who my father was.
I have a new cousin.
I have a picture of him, guys, and I'm mesmerized. I'm so mesmerized. I can't stop looking. I have to tell myself, girl, if you don't put that phone down.
You found your sister and brother?
No, we're not sister and brother.
No, not you. I'm asking cousin, did she say she found her sister too? I was trying to make sure I heard it right.
Oh, so I found a brother. I have three brothers and one sister that I just found out about.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I talk to one of them every day on the phone, so I have to get down to South Carolina so that I can visit him. And I need to make it to Cleveland as well so I can meet the rest of the family.
Wonderful. So he's in, your brother's in South Carolina?
Yes, I have one in South Carolina. I have one in Columbus. And then I have two twins, sister and brother. We just don't know where they are, but I'm going to find them. Just like I found my family, I am going to find my siblings.
Yes. I might be able to help you with that if you like for me to. Just let me know. Yes. But they all, your heart is open. So everybody's heart is open. So they coming home too.
Of course. I would love that. Let's talk later. I would love it.
Okay. Awesome.
So I'm going to try and be in Cleveland for Thanksgiving. Perhaps we can do a show when I get there.
Yeah, I'll make us a couple of turkey sandwiches, and, you know, we go from there.
Turkey sandwiches?
He need that, cousin. He need it. His refrigerator's on sparse. Yes, he need it.
Mr. Hero.
Ain't going to be no roasted to eat.
Oh, you want Mr. Heroes for Thanksgiving?
Yes. No.
Well, I mean, say it's on the budget, so Mr. Harris, it is. Okay.
Oh, Lord. I'm just saying.
So, you know, maybe they'll have the turkey hero only for Thanksgiving. Mr. Heroes prepared fresh for you, the only sandwich with Eyes Radio Network. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's how much I miss home.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now let me hear you do a commercial. I just did one on the spot. Now you do one.
Oh, my goodness. Don't put me
on. Oh, my goodness. Never heard of that one.
It's new.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you're on.
Verna Ginger Ale, when you have that nighttime that you shouldn't have done on that Saturday night, wake up to Verna's Ginger Ale. It will bring your life back. Verna's Ginger Ale.
Not bad.
That was nice.
Right.
That had to
all right.
Look at my Verna.
All right. Let's see. Who's next? ATL, go ahead. Commercial.
Oh, God.
Come on, ATL.
Nicole, you're up. Go ahead.
Everybody
Wait a minute.
Hey, guys, I'm just driving. I'm trying to get back to where I'm going. But I do, like, it's just amazing.
It's help me, brother.
Night.
Now, is everyone on here in Cleveland, Ohio?
No.
They're actually going to be doing that IM Award, the one I just did, the White House Award. They're going to be doing it in Cleveland. They're going to city, so definitely I know they're going to be coming. So definitely 6 hours, get ready for them to come up there with y'all to do something with you guys. So I'm definitely going to make sure that happens.
All right.
Okay.
I'm in Ohio.
What was the right? What was the question that you wanted to that y'all asked? It was kind of a lot of noise.
Well,
we're doing
on the spot commercials. So when you get back, when you get stationary and park that car, I want a commercial from you. Nicole's about to do her commercial. Then Pride and Joy is going to do her commercial.
But hey, I do. Here you go. One. Director.
Okay.
It's your boy DJ ATLN live from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Y'all get it in and get it out, man. Y'all know how it goes. You do it big and we do it bad. And when you need your personal information, you need to find out things about your city. You need to find out things to help and serve it. You check out the Six Eyes Radio Network. That's what it is. Checking it with the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Not bad. You might have a future in radio. Not bad. Not bad, ATL.
Yeah.
Okay. Nicole, you're up.
Oh my God.
Okay. So let my life be proof of your love. And on the days that it's not, try Simply Tacky, which can be used to secure putty to remove or reuse on your art and craft projects. Try some today and get your life back together.
All right. Let me duck
these tomatoes real quick. Hold up. I got to duck these tomatoes.
Not bad. Okay. So let's fix it up. So for all your arts and crafts, tacky putty, tacky pomeler at all your craft stores, Michael's, Hobby Lobby.
Oh, right.
I didn't even
say we could get it.
Yeah, it came from Hobby Lobby, to be honest.
See that?
$2.99. Yes. I actually have it in my hand right now.
So, yeah.
See, this is why I need a memo so I get myself together.
Thank you, Hobby Lobby. That's right, Hobby Lobby. For your craft needs.
Well, you know we're not going to ask you to do a commercial.
No.
Oh, my God. We're not going to ask you to do a commercial. We already know. You got it. I would need much work in this department. If you gave it to me to read, though, and I had time to practice, I think I could bring something. But impromptu, oh, my God. But anyways, I give it my best shot.
You did good. Pride and Joy, you're up.
No.
You got it, sister. You got it. Sister, you can't do worse, okay? There's no that going in. Can't do worse. I'll cover that.
Oh.
Where you at, Pride and Joy?
I'm right here. What's it? Yeah, I'm still here.
Commercial. We're all doing
commercial.
Commercials. Mm-hmm. We're doing on-the-spot commercials.
My God.
Okay.
Sister, if I can do it, you can do it. Believe me. You won't do any work.
All right.
I tell you.
Don't let the month of October leave you without talking about depression. Depression is a group or condition association with the elevation of lowering a person's mood, such as depression, bipolar disorder, cause clinical depression, stressful events. Most people take this term with stress, even bereavement, a relationship, breakdown, personality, family history, giving birth, illness, drugs, alcohol, loneliness, And then we have other depression, feeling of sadness, hopefulness, emptiness, hopelessness, angry, outbursts, frustration, even over small matters, loss of interest, pleasure, and most of all, normal activities such as sex, hobbies, or sports, sleep disturbing, including insomnia, and sleeping too much. This is 6 Hour Radio Network with Ms. Pride and Joy talking about depression before the month of October leave us. You know, that's one of the things this month, depression awareness. And that's my commercial.
All right. You got a feature in radio. All right.
Yeah. Here you go.
So that means if I ever decide not to come to work on Saturday, then y'all got me covered.
Yeah.
Huh?
Of course not.
Huh? What was that?
We definitely need you.
You got to turn your voice up. See, it's just.
We must definitely need you.
Oh, thank you. Wow. So, everybody, hold on. Hey, what are you doing? You're supposed to be.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Hello. Hi. Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, how you doing, darling?
Hi, Chad. How's it going? It's going good. What are you doing,
yeah.
Chad?
Fine. TV.
Aiden.
Cartoon.
Late.
Cartoon.
Huh?
Up late.
Why are you up so late?
Yeah, TV, cartoon, boomerang.
Boomerang. Can you be watching a kid movie?
SpongeBob.
Yeah, stay right there.
That's better.
Got snack, got chips and juice, SpongeBob.
Okay. And SpongeBob, that's more like it.
Yes, ma'am.
So you ready
to
go trick-or-treating?
Yes.
Oh, yes, trick-or-treating.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Who's going to take you?
Yes, ma'am. Six. LeVar.
Oh. Bless her heart.
Lord, bless her heart,
little one. Bless your heart.
You got
yes,
some
ma'am.
Friends you can go with?
Yes.
I'm going to go to friends.
Happy? Billy?
Happy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Michael.
Michael.
Yeah.
Michael, okay. Oh, okay.
All right, Chad. Well, good job, buddy. Now get back in there and don't spill that juice.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Radio. Next week.
Good, man. Good.
Yes.
You filling for me next week, man. You filling
oh,
for me.
Oh, Lord.
All right. So, everybody, next week, Chad will be filling in for me. You're listening
okay.
to the 6 Hours Radio Network. Now we're going to get into our entertainment news, and then we're going to have our local news and more. Got my cousin Cindy, and we got everyone else with us. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. We got the Wolf, and we got Ruthie. We got
it's
the chance. The game is all here.
I want to say something before y'all go into the entertainment report, because there's mm-hmm. some more things that's going on, and I don't know if y'all going to cover this, but I think this has to be covered. Kanye, that's all. So I'll let y'all go. That's all. I just want to bring his name up because he has to be.
I already talked to him.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's it. Kanye.
Already talked
so I'm going
to
go ahead and let y'all get into the entertainment report. Y'all go ahead.
Okay.
That damn car before you come back on air. All right. No driving. No on air.
no on air while driving on the Six Eyes Radio Network. If you find yourself driving, you will not be permitted to be on the Six Eyes Radio Network until you have securely parked your car and gotten out of your car, sitting in a chair. We do not condone being on air while on air. Shush. All right. Yeah, no, that, I mean, that's serious. You know, somebody being on air and then accident happened, not here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
No, we wouldn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
On or off radio, you're right.
That's right. And also, seatbelts. Let's talk about seatbelts. Seatbelts are very
important. See you on my corner.
Yeah, so, you know, when one gets in a car, you know, they may adjust their mirrors. They may, you know, check the side mirrors, make sure everything's good. If someone else drove the vehicle before him or her, they might have to adjust the seat back to their liking, their comfort. They might have to lower the steering wheel. But nonetheless, there's an apparatus called a seatbelt. And even if you forget, I mean, with modern cars today, once you get in there, you know, seatbelts.
Wear your seatbelts on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Right?
You got that.
Oh.
It's head, I'll do it.
All right. Now we are ready with our entertainment news with Pride and Joy. Take it away.
All right. They're playing basketball with LeBron James. LeBron James made history on Friday, but could do little to stop the L.A. Lakers' nightmare. Start off with the season for continuing. James amassed 28 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. That's right. 20-point game passing Karl Malone on the all-time list for the most 20-point game in the regular season. A mark of his greatness is that 4-time MVP has never averaged fewer than 20 points in a season since being drafted in 2000. The Lakers remain winless, however, matching them the worst start to a season in 65 years after falling the 0-5 following Friday, 111-102. Lost to Minnesota Timberwolves. Yep. They finished with 21 points rebounds while Anthony Edwards scored 29 points, 16 of which came in the third quarter. And Carl Anthony Towns had 21. Russell Westbrook came off the bench for the Lakers, scored 18 points, 18 rebounds, and 3 assists. I think our offense is humming right now, James said per ESPN. Definitely. Once again, we had a great plan. Went out and competed, gave ourselves a chance, a possession here, and a couple more possessions. But it didn't go our way. But we just kept hoovering it over them. So they had a great game, but they just didn't win. They had a great game. Like you said, he passed Karl Malone. You know how good Karl Malone used to be? The man. Yeah. So he had. They had a great time. They had, you know. They had a great time. They just didn't win. So.
Yeah. Now, people like that, I remember. Now, anybody know me, if I put it this way. If it was up to me to win us a burger, a coat, anything, if you use me to be a sports guy, we will not be eating burgers and we will not have a coat because I am not sports not a sports guy. I appreciate the game, but I am not a sports guy. So I leave the sports. And that just goes to show you that, you know, you got some women that are more into sports than
than guys. You know, they know the stats. You know, they keep up with it. They get into it. You know, and women are outselling purchases of jerseys. Y'all got us beat.
Mm.
And when y'all, and that's one thing. Women spend money. You
yeah,
know,
they
guys,
mm-hmm.
They'll wear the same jersey to the damn 23 fall off, and it's just a 3. Or, you know, got bullet holes. You know, they will not let that jersey go. But, you know, the women are, oh, I got this color, and that color, and let's see. Well, you
wow.
know, so, you know, yeah. So,
I got to make a public announcement. I just pulled over. I have to come
okay.
in on that. I have to come in and say this because women do spend more money. They're trained that way.
Wow.
Y'all have to buy makeup, hair,
wow.
wigs, and
oh,
all these other. I had to pull over and find a part to tell you guys that.
Hair and
y'all
hair.
Nails, what it is, nails, hair, toenail. I mean, come on, all the things. Yeah,
so,
y'all spend money. Y'all are really one of the biggest entrepreneurs.
Yeah. and do you know they got a million owls? They got like 10 owls versus our 2. If we got 2 owls, we doing good. What we got?
Yeah.
We got Beijing.
They got 80 owls, man. You right about that. They got 80 owls, too.
Wow. I see how this going to roll tonight.
Damn, am I talking?
We got waves of that.
We got Murray's Creek, we got brushes, and what else we got? We got deodorant, that's good. You know,
that's
but,
it, man. We got all we need. You six, you know.
Lotion.
Guys.
Y'all got lotion. Y'all should pick some of that up.
Lotion.
Y'all got lotion.
That's it. Those are 3 key, and deodorant. Those are 4 key things. That's it. We don't know. Brush.
Deodorant.
Okay, so I'm
going
to take it back to the sports. Let's go back to the sports.
Yeah,
I'm
let's go back to it. I don't know nothing about sports. Let's go back to it.
Oh, you want to go back to sports?
I remember when Latrell Sprewell was on the court, and
mm-hmm.
that made me a New York fan. I was.
I don't even know who that is.
I couldn't even believe it. I was like, wow, I'm so into this sport or whatever. And it got me so many men that was like, oh, shorty, you like you like basketball. And I just knew it this one man. I just knew it was Latrell Sprewell. And I hear it, and I'm sitting at the bar, and I'm just like, oh, look at Latrell. Go, Latrell. So they thought I knew what I was talking about. I ain't know
shit. So you ain't know nothing, huh? You ain't know nothing.
I did not, but it was a great game.
Right.
It was a great game. My word. I wish Cincinnati had an NBA team.
Y'all doing all right with the Bengals. Y'all doing all right with the Bengals.
All right. He's doing all right. Who are you talking about? Which team?
The Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals. Now, the next time Janet comes to concert.
Right.
Now, Janet, that's my girl, from Penny to Cleo. To Charlene, that's my girl, you know, because even now everybody say Penny, but there she go right there, talking about Penny. This is the one when she was getting abused, and abuse is never to happen. If you know anybody that's in a domestic violence situation, please call 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-SAFE. That's the domestic violence hotline. And also we have a 988. That's the emergency hotline.
Mm-hmm.
So please make sure you call that number. Put that number in your phone, 988. And then if you are needing of resources, make sure you dial 211 for your local area. And any resources you need will be available for you. We want you to have resources here from the Six Eyes Radio Network. And you are enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network right now on a Saturday. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617.
And press 1.
That's
indeed.
Right. I'm taking off next week. I don't even have – yes. So, yes. So I got Chad filling in for me. I got Cousin Cindy. You know, it's a good thing. All right, Pride and Joy, was there any more entertainment news? Because if not, we
yes,
have...
we do. We got a your friend. He's back in the paper again, so I must talk about him. Deshaun Watson, a
oh
new
my God.
Silver suit filed against suspended Cleveland Brown quarterback. He's back. He's back.
I'm
going
to glue that damn football to his
hand. All right. CNN, less
name
than
2 months. I'm going to name him Ass Grabber. That's his new name.
Uh-oh.
Now you might want to change it after this. It might be something else. CNN, less than 2 months after settling 23 lawsuits accusing him of sexual misconduct. A new suit was filed against the Cleveland Brown quarterback, Deshaun Watson, on Thursday in Houston. The plaintiff that filed the lawsuit, you know, she's calling herself Jane Doe, alleged that Watson was a player from Houston, Texas at the time. During the massage, Watson continually persuaded the plaintiff into massaging his private part. That ain't no part of no massaging. The lawsuit says that Watson was able to pressure her into oral sex and pay her more than double of normal fee as a massager. Doe accused Watson of civil assault and affliction of emotional distress. CNN reached out Thursday evening to the Browns and Watson defense attorney, Rusty Harden, for comment on Friday. NFL sportsman Brian McCarthy said that a statement, Watson's status remains unchanged. We will they didn't change anything. That's what they're saying. From what he was doing, they wanted him to change stuff. They didn't change nothing. They still got it as where they had it at. That's what they're saying. So at this point, you know, you got to say what's going on with these women, too. Come on, man. 23 women. Then one came out 24. Now there's 25. You got to think about, I mean, what's going on with these women now?
You know what? I'm a keep quiet on this one because I don't want to get jumped by you women. So
he paid her double money because she did a thing, you know.
They tell you rule number one,
right.
Rule number one for massage. Is for the exterior extremities. That's arms, legs, arms, fingers, toes.
Sex.
Okay. Joints. Now they're not talking about other appendages.
Right.
They tell you, for the female. They tell you for the male.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna leave it at that. I mean, she the happy ending. She could have refused the happy ending.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say that with taste.
So much.
And can't nobody pressure you to do oral sex if you're gonna do oral sex? It's because you want to do it. Can't nobody pressure you.
God, y'all made me pull it again. I got to come in on this one.
I'm Deshaun Watson. Now, look.
Watson.
Now, I'm giving you this money. Now, I want the happy ending. You hear me? Deshaun Watson. I had to bleep it out.
He can never get out of his suspension because every time it comes up for them to change it, he don't got caught again.
He was just supposed to play.
Right.
Well, the gold diggers are waiting. I want to call it what it is, y'all.
Hold on. I want to get the women's responses. That's Nicole, Cindy, Ruthie, whoever else we got on the line with us. Pride and Joy.
Yes.
I want y'all opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. So if I go, all right, I'm about to go to a massage. Let's see. Holly Berry is giving me a massage.
Wow.
And, yeah. She already told me I had nice lips. So, So, yeah, so...
Viewer discretion is advised. Put the little kids to bed. Chad?
Yeah?
Close your door.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that. So Holly Berry is giving me a massage. Or I'm giving Holly Berry a massage.
Mm-hmm.
And she say, six eyes. She say, how are you doing your massage, Miss Berry? Oh, it's great. I've never felt hands like yours. Please.
I've never felt hands like yours. They're so strong and powerful.
Well, I work out.
Yeah.
So you're enjoying your massage. You just ask for six sides when you come, Miss Holly Berry. You know. And then she says, six eyes, we'll be right back after these messages. You're enjoying Kicking It with Six Eyes, ATL Pride and Joy, Nicole Pride and Joy, Cindy, Wolfgang, and Ken. All right. Okay, we're back. So, I mean, she didn't put no gun to my head.
Mm-hmm.
So if I did it, I did it.
Right.
And that's the same thing with the young lady. I mean, he didn't put a gun to her head.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that happy ending was on her. All right.
Well, you got
so what do you think about that, Nicole and Cindy? What do you think about that?
Because you want to go first. I mean, well, you know, like you said, it's on her. It was on her because they're adults. We're all adults,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you never know what anybody is going
yeah.
through. You know what I'm saying? And possibly she needed the money for something. You know what I mean? She had a motive for it. I mean, I don't know. You know, and it could be to the point where some people are, what do you call it, like blinded by being with a celebrity. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So that could
mm-hmm.
be it too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so many roles that plays in it. So many roles. Like, you never know what a person is going through. Because I tell you, if I get an opportunity, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going through something and I'm like dirt low. I'm dirt low, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hold it over nobody's head. But what I am going to do is try and be one-on-one with this person or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we're adults, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
If you and I, if we can come to this conclusion, like, look, if it's going to be between us, whatever, I don't have to hold it over your head. I don't have to call the authorities or anything,
mm-hmm,
you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? But you got the greedy ones out here, you know, that just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You got the greedy ones that will take it to the extreme and ruin you, and they don't care. But the person that has the money, the person that's getting the massage by the masseuse,
mm-hmm.
to have the knowledge to not even go there, to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. woo! That's a deep conversation right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to have this conversation a little later on here on the Six Lines Radio Network. Phone lines are open. We have one more to listen to. Go right ahead. What do you think?
So I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement with my sisters. I'll just say, unless she refused him and he asserted his celebrity or you know, some other form of assertion over her, and she felt she had no other choice in the matter, that would be one thing. But if she did agree, like, okay, like, you know, adult to adult, that this is an added-on mm-hmm. service, I don't mm-hmm. think this is the type of establishment that has such a back room service, but I don't know the story well enough to say. But if it was supposed to be an above-board experience, and now we're, you know, due south. Well, the thing is, if she agreed, I'm in agreement with my sisters. But if she were, say, told, you know, like, hey, I'll get you fired, or, you know, if you don't do this or that, if he asserted himself on her in any other way that she felt she had to, whether he was going to pay or not, it doesn't matter. But if she agreed and she accepted, I don't know. I mean, there's probably room in the law somewhere for her to change her mind, but, I mean, if she wasn't bullied into it,
well,
that's pretty much it.
Well, we can see we can see you even take your job home with you, just by the verbiage.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Good afternoon, Mia.
Yes, you may. Well, before you do, welcome to the 6 Hours Radio Network. But the 6 Hours Radio Network is a non-judgmental station. We're just reporting the news. Welcome, Evangelist Clayton. How are you?
I'm grateful. How are you and you and you and you?
I am blessed, blessed, and highly, highly, highly favored.
Amen. Well, I sit there and I listen. But let me say this right here. Deshaun Watson, one of the number one NFL higher paying players. He beat out all the rest of the equality NFL players. And he's the number one highest NFL player, even though all of the accusations that are going on. And I'm just going to keep it real with you ladies. Amen. You being cute about what you're saying, but I'm just going to keep it real with you. We have some, excuse my French, we have some slutty women. Amen. And you know the JLB that you're taking on, going into a masseuse parlor, especially when you're dealing with a celebrity. You know that beyond any shadow of a doubt. And what woman, and now you have some equality women, amen, that won't take it any further. But if you know that the MONEY is right there for you and at hands with you, you have the option. You don't have to go through. You're in the masseuse room, and you're with the customer. You don't have to take it any further. You can say yay or you can say nay. You know, because I'm sure somewhere in the midst of it all, that something has been brought up. And you're going to keep this on a down hush low, but because of the money and because of whose he is or who she is, you take it a little further because you want it just as well as they may want it, you know, and you may be more enticing. And then it also, you know, in your dress attire, you do things in decent and in order, but it is what it is, you know, and now it has became to be 25 and 26, something in the milk just ain't clean with that. Something just in the milk ain't clean because if 1, 2, 3, 4, but then when it get to be 24, 25, 26, and 27, something in the milk ain't clean. And the money's talking. The money's talking. You just probably didn't perform your job as you had required to do, you know, and cameras are everywhere in those masseuse parlors. So something is not right, and something isn't right with the picture, something is not right with whatever's going on, because you keep letting them do it. He's not only doing it, but you're accepting it as well too. You know, you grown, you fully grown, and don't nobody have to babysit nobody. When you're going into a masseuse parlor, you know what you're going in for. You know, you make it known. You sign a written agreement when you go in, and you know what you're doing. There's no doubt about you. You don't know what you're doing. There's no doubt about it. It's just like throwing panties up on the stage. You threw your panties, and you threw something in the panties, maybe a phone number, maybe something of a contact. Come on, we got to keep it real, and we got to start babysitting these women that I'm a woman. I'm a full-blooded woman. But we got to stop babysitting this pretense stuff that's going on, because what's going on is real. It ain't no fantasy. It ain't no procrastinating. It ain't no perpetrating. But you know beyond any shadow of a doubt, it's either yay or it's either nay. And you're either going to perform your job, do
do your job, and then let him go. Let it go. Let your customer go, or he or she or whoever that it may be. Let him go. But you don't have to fall prey to anything. You can say no now. You can say no. So you don't have to stay in there and be pushed up on and forced to do anything. You know what you're doing. And that's my take on it. I'm completed.
All right, and that's coming from a pastor. So it can't get no clearer than that. Thank you, Pastor Clayton.
Okay.
All right. All right, well, we're going to move on over to our local and national news because we have a story to cover. Pride and Joy, we'll be back with you a little later on in the show to talk about my homeboy. Once again, you're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, now, Nicole, take it away with our local and national news. Welcome this beautiful evening. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm well. Just trying to pull up. All right. So good evening, good day, and good information to all. I want to just read a couple articles here, and we do have a special segment beginning tonight. But let us start off with the Jackson water crisis is in a state of emergency. This is coming out of CNN News, dated today, yes. It was mid-afternoon. It says Mississippi governor extends Jackson water crisis state of emergency. Claire Colbert and Hannah Sarason are the writers of the article. So personnel and equipment from Mississippi National Guard organized in response to the water crisis on September 1st in Jackson, Mississippi. Mississippi state of emergency order for the city of Jackson's water crisis has been extended to November 22, 2022, according to the release from Governor Tate Reeves' office on Friday. Reeves first issued an order on August 30th after major operational failures at Jackson's O.B. Curtis water treatment plant caused widespread problems with the city's water system, including lack of pressure and brown water spewing from the faucets and in toilets. Jackson had been under boil water notice for more than 40 days, but even since then, some residents have told CNN that they were still afraid to drink and cook with the water. State of emergency empowered the state's health department and emergency management agency to oversee repairs at the water treatment plant until the threat of public safety was deemed over. Reeves and Jackson City officials have publicly sparred over the responsibility for the plant's failures, CNN has previously reported. According to Reeves' office, put forward about $13 million toward plant restoration and water distribution in the capital city. And let's see, I'll scroll down a little. Last week, the Environmental Protection Agency opened a federal civil rights investigation into the state of Mississippi over the crisis. In response to complaints filed by the NAACP and Jackson's residents, the EPA announced it will investigate whether the Mississippi Department of Health and Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality discriminated against the majority black population of the city of Jackson on the basis of race and the funding of water infrastructure and treatment programs and activities, end quote. The announcement said, the city is roughly 150,000 residents and is 83% black. Officials with the EAP, does someone have something to add? Oh, forgive me. An official with the EPA told CNN the two state agencies have acknowledged receiving the EPA's letter on the probe. The official said that the investigation should wrap up within about 4 months. And that is all for that article. But in its entirety, it's more to it that was shared. You can find that under CNN.com, Jackson Water Crisis State of Emergency Extended. Anyone like to expound or share what they may have learned about the situation and prayers going out to the citizens of Mississippi and Jackson?
Just make sure you boil your water. And if possible, get bottled water. to offset the possibility of getting sick from consuming the water. And if you have to use the water, please make sure you boil it before drinking. Just want to be safe from the Six Eyes Radio Network. That's all I have to add. I'm complete.
Thank you.
May I ask that the NAACP were involved in this as well?
You asked why were they involved?
Did I hear you say the NAACP was involved in this as
yes.
well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so this,
yes.
this, good. That's good. That's a good thing. And I just touch and agree with our brother Six Eyes. Make sure, very sure. And I would be doubtful about even buying the water there in Mississippi. I would skip over to the next state and buy bottled water because you just never know. You just never know now. So I skip over to the next state nearest Mississippi and buy bottled water. Or matter of fact, get you the big jug, the big a water jug, the one that you pump the water out of. Get you several bottles of that water as well too, so that you will have enough cooking water, bathing water, you know. And when you have to go back to the foot tub to use the foot tub to bathe, you know, to hit those normal spots that odor that gives off odor, do just that. But do it, you know, for your safety and the safety of your families and others as well too. I'm completed.
Yeah, and you know those water cooler units are not that expensive. You can get one for about $150. But you know, with the machine, it's about $150 bucks you get. And a lot of times it comes with the gallon of the water when you buy the machine. Because
exactly.
all it is, it's the machine with the hot spigot and cold spigot, you know, to get the water. That's it.
Uh-huh. That's it. Exactly.
You know, it's not that expensive.
Okay.
And once again, congratulations. You were the winner of the I Know That Song. So I hope you did get your prize.
I did. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I did. And I responded out on the page as well to you. As well. So thank you so much. Thank you, Six Eyes Radio Network.
You are very welcome. You are very welcome, and congratulations. And we have more prizes coming up, so stay tuned. All right. Okay, so moving on. Once again, you're enjoying Kicking It with Six Eyes, DJ ATL, and all the ladies. Pride and Joy, Nicole, Cindy, Pastor Clayton. Who else is with us? Anybody else that's with us? We welcome you, our surrounding cities, states, and faraway countries, all of America, myself, Six Eyes, and ATL. All right. Hey, ATL, we're outnumbered, but it's a good thing.
Wait, y'all had Missionary Wolfgang, so but
yeah,
y'all
still and the Wolfgang, Wolfgang.
Yes,
yeah, you got brother John from
and
the fifth floor.
All right.
From the fifth floor.
Brother John with us. Oh, okay. Okay. Y'all trying to balance out.
Yeah, congratulations for y'all presidential accolade, Six Eyes Radio Network.
There you go.
And make sure y'all post that on y'all social media walls. I do appreciate. All right. Okay. So let's move on. Ja, I found my cousin. Cousin is actually my cousin. I don't know if you listened. A while back, but I just met her about 2 months ago, and we weren't sure. And I just got off air, and my cousin called me, and that's when I met Cindy. So Cindy, meet Ja. Yeah. Ja, meet Cindy.
Yeah, how you doing,
Pleased to meet
Cindy?
You.
Yeah, I mean, I think I heard her the first time she had came on. It's been kind of a while back.
Okay.
I think I heard her say she representing Ohio, but I listened to her story and followed the way. Sometimes I'm just sitting in the cut listening.
Okay.
You know, I'm in church everywhere.
I'm
just
story.
Listening to y'all.
Yes, sir. So officially she's my cousin, and she is the daughter of my Uncle John. So, hey, what up, cousin? And she does radio, too. So that's a beautiful thing.
That's
uh-huh.
So
good.
You guys
that's
can
good.
Reach me on Clutch Radio app.
That's Clutch Radio. That's CLUTCH. And I am on every Saturday from 4 to 6.
And we talk about all kind of resources, and we talk about things that's going on under the roof of the African-American house.
Yeah.
All right. Well, check that out.
Yes, I would love to have you guys call in and you know, be on the panel and everything. I would love it.
All right. Well, I'm there. Just make sure I got a coffee mug. I'm there.
Cousin, what is the name of your show from 4 to 6 on Clutch Radio app? What is the name of it?
The name of my show is Sincerely Cindy.
Sincerely Cindy.
And you can find me on Facebook. My name is Cindy Shields on Facebook. I think I got like 4 pages, but oh my word. So I can't even tell you what my let me tell you. My Facebook profile page, I have a curly hair with a triple OG sign on my shoulder.
A triple what?
Triple OG sign on my shoulder.
Triple OG.
Yes, and I need you guys to follow Triple OG Clothing Line. He's my cousin on my mom's side, and he's doing big things in Atlanta and Houston. He's doing great things. You guys have to follow him.
His name is Street Lotto, Triple OG brand. Yeah, tell him to send me a couple of pieces. I'll wear it and I'll buy some too.
Definitely.
We've got
a mystery box going on right now. So if you order a mystery box, it comes with like, oh man, people have been, and I haven't had the money, but people have been like really getting some great things, like 3 t-shirts, pants, all kind of stuff. But
what does
the
mystery
OG
box
brand
cost?
What is it?
It's a mystery.
What does a mystery box cost? How much?
Yes. Oh, I believe it's $40 for the box.
Oh, $40?
$40 for the box, and it comes with t-shirts that's worth like $50.
All right, so I'ma send you $40, and you'll get my clothes.
No, you're not. Don't send it to me. You're gonna send it to him.
Okay.
Look,
I don't have any clothes. So, please.
Yes. I need for everybody. If you could send me a friend request. That's Cindy Shields.
Cindy Shields.
Mhm. And send me a request, and then let's get it on the poppin'.
Yeah, because I need some clothes, damn it.
Let me ask you something. You said these boxes come with men's shirts, or they come with ladies? Are the boxes different boxes? If you're a lady and you order that $40 box, that secret box or whatever's in it, is it going to be lady products, or is it going to be men's products?
And I'm sure, like, once you order it, they ask you, like, the different things that, you know, that you need. Because you can't order it, and you know what I'm saying, and they send it to the different gender. But I will go on there for you. I will go on there for you because, like I told you, I haven't did it yet. But I've seen, I'm in a group. He has a group. And the group, they always post in the things that they have. But what I will do is I will go on there for you, and I will look and see how it works.
Okay. That would be a good thing. Because you don't want to get a box, and then you got all men's, and then you're late.
I know, right? I feel you. Yeah, so I'm sure it has to be a way that he has to, you know, have you picking the gender.
Yes, definitely. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And right. So I am an ex-model as well, so I do a lot of branding for him.
Okay.
Well, I need you to...
I'm not even an ex-model. I'm still a model. I'm working it out.
Well, I got to make sure you get a LeVar Spiegelman shirt. That is my my T-shirt and long-sleeve shirts, LeVar Spiegelman.
I shared that on my page today. Yes, sir, I do need one.
Did you like that?
Let's talk about the entertainment news that has our cousin, Eddie LaVert, as being deceased.
Yeah, let's talk about it because I'm very pissed about that.
And it had me in an uproar when I seen it. I barely was over with my show today, and I'm like, what? What's going on? Okay, so I looked more into it, and like I said, TMZ did not post it, and that's where I get a lot of my information from. It's TMZ and Wikipedia. And, you know, just looking through it, everything, there was nothing. And so then I look further, and I see that it is a hoax today. There has been, like, up to 3 to 4 people that is with different organizations posting this about Eddie LeVert. But why? Why? It's because, you know, they're hackers. We have more hackers than ever today, you know. But why Eddie? Why Eddie?
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because on November 6th, we lost Gerald LeVert. And then a year and a half after that, we lost Sean LeVert. That's why we have the Sean LeVert's law right now that no one is to be refused their medication if they were ever to become incarcerated. They're not to be refused their medicine.
Right.
He was refused his medicine, which had him to have a panic attack, in which he succumbed due to panic. He had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So that's why they passed Sean's law. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what's going on. And, you know, a lot of people copy. If you're going to copy something, copy for good. A lot of people, unfortunately, copy bad. You know, and everybody want to be carried off until they're actually carried off. And then it's a problem, you know, because the first time I ever seen some kind of death hoax is when they said that Jaleel White had killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went from Jaleel White to Roseanne Barr. They killed Roseanne Barr. They said Reginald Vale Johnson. That was Mr. Winslow from Family Matters. And it just kept going. They had killed Betty White off before she even passed away. You know, so you just got ignorant people that have nothing better to do but keep up confusion. You know, they're not happy with themselves, so they keep up confusion.
So many people at the radio station didn't even understand why I was so bothered with it. You know what I mean? Because I only shared it with one person, and that was my general manager. You know what I'm saying? So when I was just so bothered, I was like, no. You know, because the listeners that's listening right now, I don't know if you guys know, but Eddie LeVert is our cousin, and he will be here in Cincinnati. And not only is he our cousin, but he's my cousin on my newfound family side.
He's going to be in Cincinnati next week.
Yes, and, well, two more weeks. Yes, and it was just like this, the word had hit me like, oh, no, I'm not going to rap for him. What's going on?
You know, you have to seek background.
You know,
you know,
here in Cincinnati, but I'm from St. Clair. Like, I'm going to ride. What's going on?
I'm going to try to get in some background vocals on the next album.
But it was definitely a hoax. Thank God it was a hoax. And, you know, I was telling you know, so we need to reach out to Eddie. You know, we definitely do. Definitely.
Eddie,
and not only because I'm a fan.
And you're listening to
because
the
I wasn't even a fan of his. I was actually a fan of Gerald.
This Eddie,
but now that we got
that's
family.
That's the one I like, too.
This is Eddie
LeVert,
and you're listening to the Six Eyes Radio.
Hey, Charles, we got to get our elders together. Can we do that?
Love Train.
Can we get our elders together there in Cleveland for me?
Get what together?
Our elders.
Yeah. We can. We might have to get them a rib dinner, but I think we can work that out because, you know, they're going to want to eat their ribs.
We got that.
That brings
the
elders together. All right. So, yeah, so let's put that together because, you know, that the elders are leaving. You know, so let's put that together. All right. We're going to go with our next segment. Nicole, are you ready? Once again, you're joining us. Network. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I am. So we should definitely look out for posting good information and fact-checking before we share things forward. Here we have a new segment coming forward. Pretty much it's our scammer alert report.
Scammer alert. Scammer alert. Beware. Watch out.
And thank you. So with that, I'm going to read an article that comes to us through Cleveland.com. And we have Sister Ruthie with us this evening, and Six will take over after the reading of this report, and they're going to bring you some more things to be aware of. So fake work-from-home company scams Brook Park man out of $2,300. And again, this comes to us from Cleveland.com, and it is dated October 28th, 2022. Bob Sandrick is the reporter. So Brook Park, Ohio. A West 150th Street man called police at about 2:30 p.m. on October 19th and said he was scammed out of $2,300. The man answered an advertisement to work from home. The scammer told him he would receive a check for $3,000 and instructed him to deposit the check. The man created a new account for the check at his credit union. Then the man was told to send two money orders, both for $1,000, and one money order for $300 to an address in Florida. He was asked to keep the remaining $700 in the new account there at the credit union. The man sent the checks overnight at an expense of $64. Then it was discovered that the original $3,000 check the scammer sent to the man was no good. The credit union took money from the man's account and other accounts to cover the loss of $2,300. The man gave the police the phone number he used to communicate with the scammer. Police called the number and spoke to a man with an accent. When police identified themselves, the scammer used profanity and hung up. The police told the man that the scammer was probably overseas and that there was nothing they could do but file a report. And we'll learn a little bit more about other things that we can do in addition, but this is what's being reported here. The man closed the credit union account related to the scam. If you purchase a product or register for an account through one of the links on our site, we may receive compensation. Registration or use in this site constitutes as acceptance of the user agreement, policy, and cookie statement. So these are some of the wordings used in the article. However, there's more things that we can do, and I'll turn it over to you, Six, so that you can bring in our Sister Ruthie, and she can give us more insight, things she experienced, and the actions that she took.
All right. Thank you, Nicole, for our first Spammer Beware here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. That's our new segment of Spammer Beware. Yes, you have to really be careful.
Amen.
I got to say something. I dealt with this. I'm going to tell y'all this, and I'm a moderator, so I know I'm a moderator for PlayStation Home. And let me give y'all an understanding of what's going on. The gentleman that they probably write, it says overseas. This is the problem with these scammers, because they all are right now in every phone company. They have every information across the board. It's a big-time motel. Let me not go there, but it's a big person overseas, which if the United States touch him, we start war. This is a gentleman
send your money. I told you, send your money. You don't listen. Send your money order. Good, send your money order. $1,000 piece money order. And you get your phone service restored.
It's not one guy. Don't listen to his phonies and his cringing. They're so good that they have to use American voices, too.
Listen to me. If you want to get your phone service restored, go to the store. You get till money order to $1,000. I'm not going to tell you again because you don't listen good. Get money order to get your T-Normal service restored. And then you put $750 in account and go to your credit union and tell them to put it. Hello?
Goodbye.
Are you in the car driving to store to get the money?
No. Negative. Negative.
Don't go sneaking.
Don't listen to that lady that just read Sterling.
She don't speak English.
It's she. She just, hello, I think his car dropped.
Yeah, what up?
Oh, good.
What up, how y'all doing?
Hope it dropped off at the police station.
What up? Yo, Raycon Global, what up, Six Eyes?
Oh, Lord.
Somebody get the baby
Cindy. We family. What up?
What up?
I'm gonna wait for him.
What up? Oh. What up, John? How you doing? Ray J.
Right.
Angeles Clayton, what's up? Chad, what's up? You ready for that candy?
Yeah.
Six Eyes, what's up?
Remember, you got to check all candy. Remember, chicks, you got to check all candy.
Yo, what's up? I'm going to sing to y'all after we get this this other story out the way.
Oh, Lord.
Man, we ain't heard the singing yet.
Y'all get ready. All right,
we got one more story, Ray J.
Yo, hurry up. And I don't want to hear that baby. I don't want to hear that baby this week. All right.
Okay. All right. So, Ruthie. Will you let our listeners know what happened to you? This is our second part of our scammer. Scammer beware.
Yeah, I was just in the office where actually Kenny's sitting. The phone rang, and the number came up as all zeros. I thought, who in the world is this? I said, hello, and he says, I'm Billy Johnson, and I'm from PCA Enterprises. Would like to let you know, when you go check your mail today, you will have a sweepstakes envelope with $3.5 million check. I just need to get your contact information for your bank. I said, sir, you're not getting anything from me. Who do you think you are? And I don't believe you. He says, well, go check your mail and call me back. I mean, this guy was totally flipped out, y'all.
Now, ask you a question. In your years of living, when have you ever known a phone to ring with all zeros? And what possessed you to answer a phone that read all zeros?
Never. That's why I knew it had to be funny, and I kind of go, what is this? That's all I could think to my head. Who in the world is this? And he says, oh, God's going to give you a miracle. This guy was
Where's the Mercedes?
There ain't no Mercedes.
Oh, right.
There's nothing in my driveway now.
They took the Mercedes?
They said I was going to get a Mercedes-Benz, and I was going to get $3.5 million in a check form that they want to deposit in my bank account, which I have a joint account with Kenny, and I told them, hey, hold it, bud. This is not going to happen.
Well, let me tell you something. Okay, nobody will ever issue you a check for that amount of money.
Nobody.
You have to go into the bank. It's a very, when you start dealing with money like this, that's not a check that they send for $35. They'll send you a check for $35 all day. They'll send you a check, but not for no $3.5 million. That's when you got to go into the bank, and it's a lot before they release that kind of money to an individual.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen
that way.
It's over
10,000.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sounds right, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's crazy.
And that money would be considered liquid. It's a totally. Am I correct in this, Nicole?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a total different ball game.
Yeah, I got
you. So that's our report for scammer beware.
Wait, Aunt Lucy got a solution. She's gonna tell us what she did, so everyone will know what she did. And then she has a book, and on the back of her book, she's gonna help us to know how to send a letter out if this happens to you, God forbid, or someone that you know, could be relative, friend. Someone comes to you and tells you a thing like this. So I don't want to cut her short because she, yeah. What was your solution, Sister Ruthie? What did you do next? You contacted a couple
the
people.
The Ashtonville Police Department.
Yes. And then
they told me
to
get a hold of the Federal Trade Commission, and I have the address.
Yes. So there's a letter that could be sent to them to report Buckethead's like Billy Johnson and whatever his actual name is. But the information that she received from him, you can send it to them in letter form. And if I remember right, what did you say the name of that book was? You have a book. I'm looking see whether that book is.
Yeah, it's called The Consumer Action Handbook. It was put out by Barack Obama.
Yeah, so I'm checking to see if there's an updated version of it.
Hello, this is Barack Obama. I'm listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah, bro. Hey, man. ATL, man. I just saw you a couple of days ago, man. You was telling me about Herschel Walker. Remember we had that deep conversation about Herschel Walker, man, you know? He plays football. He shouldn't be really running from the office, man.
Yeah. Well, me and Michelle, do we really don't think so? Sasha and Malia are doing fine. Hello. Rest of the team, hello. Hold on.
Remember seeing me? I was the guy with the uniform, the guy that kept changing colors. He was like, man, that's nice. Don't you remember me now? You know, you saw me a couple of days ago.
I remember you checking my wife out. I had to tell you, fix your eyes up, brother.
See that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well,
everybody that's hungry, get your Herschel Walker chicken. Get your Herschel Walker ribs. Get your Herschel Walker's brisket. And every dinner comes with a pregnancy test. That's right. Get your Herschel Walker.
What?
While supplies last.
Oh, you're funny.
What you say?
Well, do you guys want the phone number for the Federal Trade Commission, or did you want the website?
Yeah, we want everything.
We'll take
this
both.
Is Herschel Walker, and I don't appreciate y'all. Listen, I wrote the check for $700. I did not know what it went to. I did not know what that money went to. And now they're trying to say that
Herschel,
I am about to have a baby by some. I don't know who this woman is, okay?
Oh.
This is Herschel Walker.
Herschel, yes.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Oh,
but we're in the middle of a scammer alert, and we want to get a phone number and a website going.
I'm sorry. I'm going on mute.
Hold tight, Herschel. Hold tight. Somebody's
probably
ordering some ribs right now. Maybe you
want to
take that order. He's
trying
to hear our sister
Ruthie
right now.
He needs to get his money back. Get that guy, Justin. He needs to get his money back. His contract.
All right. Let her give this number out, and then we'll get back to the show.
Okay, sister Ruthie.
Okay.
What number do you have in website?
Okay. They were told me also to contact the fraud division. So I'm going to give you
That's
the
fine.
Main number for complaints, but if you want the fraud division, I have identity theft, fraud. I mean, I got all kinds of things here. If you just want me to just give you the main complaint number, and then they just have a website.
Okay, well, let us start off with the main number and the website. And next week, for the next segment, we'll come back to the book if you don't mind sharing. We'll just build the numbers that way.
All right. All right, so toll-free number, it's 1-877-382-4357. That's just about any complaint about anything. And it's www.ftc.gov.
All right. Well, thank you, Ruthie. That's our Scammer Beware on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
You're welcome, bud.
to what I was saying. All right, everybody. So my new song is All I Need Is You. Yo, this is Ray J. Y'all ready?
They're ready. Your new song is garbage.
Hit me, man.
Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Yo, Brandy, what's up? Clap your
hands.
Clap your hands. Everybody say, All I Need Is You. Come on, y'all. I'm a little hoarse. Come on.
All I need is aspirin.
That means you don't need to sing right now. Hey.
All I need is you.
Yeah, Walker back on. Where Herschel Walker at, man? Herschel Walker. You gotta get your badge out and try to help you get his money back, man. That's bad what happened to Kanye, man.
All I need
is
you.
He's turning ribs right now.
Tell Trump to help, too.
So what I'm saying is they don't know what they're talking about. I helped a woman out, and that's it. I don't know what they're talking about. Well, Herschel, are you the father of the baby? This is what I'm saying. I don't know if I'm the father of the baby.
Did you love me with her?
Well, Herschel?
Herschel, you don't have to answer that question. You can you can plead a fifth. You know that, right?
Well, when you shut up, what I'm saying to her is,
see that?
I don't remember this lady, and she said that I'm the father of the baby.
You can't plead a fifth. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Well, look, I'm a beautiful looking guy. I'm a Herschel Walker.
What
that mean?
You're the only person in history and Georgia history that actually got them a fair award, man. You got them. Not a war, but you got them a championship, man. Talk about it, man. Georgia would never had no more championships if you didn't play, man.
How many trees did you have to cut down to get that? And how much puck wood did you have to puck to get that? How much wood did you have to push
on? What'd you say, honey?
I said, How much wood did he have to chop, and how many puck wood trees that he had to puck?
Hold on. I got to do an interview. Hold on for 1 minute.
NFL playoffs are now bigger. I'm Jeff Ames with a big vote going down today. NFL owners via conference call approved.
Well, see, I still got the NFL behind me. Do you understand what I'm saying, Pastor Clayton? I got the NFL behind me.
And you got chopping wood behind me.
CBS is getting one of the extra wild card games.
Better have God with you.
NBC. Okay,
exactly.
Tonight, football week in America continues on NBCSN.
Well, this is Herschel Walker, and I'm still a star.
2006 against
the Panthers. You're
not
a star no more.
And who else?
You working with Trump. How you going to be a star working with Trump?
Well, y'all need to mind y'all own business because
I'm not going to mind my own business.
No, he's trying to get our business.
Well, me and Trump is tight.
When you be in prison with him, we're going to say the same thing. Remember, you told us not to help you.
There's going to be no ribs and commentary either, Herschel, just so you know.
Right.
There's no ribs and commentary. I mean, I don't know personally, but I've heard, and I believe the report.
No, I know.
Hold on. This is why I have a problem here. Herschel Walker, what did I tell you to do? Plead a fifth. So now you got everybody. So this is why you're not going to win. Why are you running for president?
You're going to start me cussing. I want y'all to
And we're going to start competing, too.
No, that's it, Trump. Man, you want
to... I said, okay, go get Trump.
What I'm doing...
I should stop
thinking. You got the right one tonight.
Get
down
to a better place than you, mother...
He won't hoot it. Don't say he won't
hoot it. Start stuff with me, and I don't give a...
Go get Donald Trump. Go get Donald Trump. You're messing up the show. Go get Donald Trump to talk on this.
Give me off. Give me... y'all hang up. Y'all, we call back next week.
Really? Thanks for the warning.
Herschel? Damn.
He can't talk.
Hey, y'all ran Herschel off.
That's right.
I ran him off. He was Donald Trump in there.
He ran off
with
the question.
He gone with Donald Trump.
He bought some clear fifth.
We put him over there with Donald Trump.
That's what we call it. That's what you call it? They call that those people who do the little magazine. That's false. That's not real. It's not real. No, it's not real.
Do y'all realize what y'all just done?
Tabloid. It's a tabloid.
Trump said, get him off, and call him. Get Trump on here because Trump would clear this all up. He would clear this up.
I don't believe. Do you guys know who Herschel Walker is?
Yep. I know who right now he can't speak that well. He needs to get Donald Trump. He knows what we're talking about. Get Donald Trump on you.
Hello, everyone. It's Donald Trump. I'm ready to shake my ass.
Oh, you women, get around me.
And that one right there. Oh, yes, you. Oh, my God. Put me down. You can't hang with the feeling.
Yeah.
No room.
No thanks.
Join the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Thank you.
Go ahead, LeVar. Go ahead, LeVar. LeVar's dancing. Jackson off the wall. And Danard J. Trump. All you women dancing around me.
I assure you we weren't.
Somebody burning that food? What's going on? All right, whoever that is, put yourself on mute. All right, everybody still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm here, sweetheart. I just
yes,
don't know
sir.
What that
yes.
was and where it came from, honey.
Pride and joy, Nicole, where y'all at? Cindy, where you at?
I'm here. It wasn't me.
Yes, I'm here.
Nicole?
Yes, I'm here. I was on mute. Can you guys hear me?
Is it a mute? What's that called? Mute or mute? Which one?
Yes. Mute. M-U-T-E.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Joy, everybody there? Okay.
Yeah, just Clayton is here. Look where PJ at.
Yo, what's up? This is Ray J, and see if y'all remember this song. Raycon Global, Six Sides Radio Network. Just for all the ladies, y'all like this song. Y'all love Ray J. I don't want to hear that baby crying. That baby better be asleep, Six Sides Radio.
Yeah, go ahead and sing it, Ray J.
Yo, I got a fan. What's up, man?
Is that Brandon?
Yes, ma'am.
What up, Brandy?
Let go, baby. I am that you believe it's gonna get better. Oh, I am that you understand right now. You can't do nothing.
Andrew Clayton, you better not let me find out you dancing to this.
I'm dancing to this.
I bet not hear that baby. I bet not hear that baby crying.
Oh, Lord.
I think you're cool, Reggie.
You start singing. You start singing, I'm going to start crying.
I think she's sleeping.
No, Brother John, I'm not dancing to that.
Oh, okay.
Let it go by right there.
Yo, I got a fan. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing well.
All right. Are you a fan? Are you a fan of Ray J?
I like Ray J.
Yo, I like you too. This is Ray J you talking to. Raycon Global. Yeah. All right, where the stars come, the Six Eyes Radio Network.
I want y'all to say congratulations to Florida A&M University today on their homecoming. Amen. They showed out for their homecoming on yesterday. Well, it's a new day now, but yesterday, Saturday, and we won. Amen. We won our game against Arkansas, and homecoming is a blast. We got all
kinds
of fun. Amen. Amen. Congratulations.
Yo, what up? This is Kanye West, and this is the Six Eyes Radio Network. Jai got the answers. Jai got the answers. Talk to me.
Answer,
I hear dinner. Hey. Six Eyes endorsements.
but not a sleep.
And as you know, many, many, many companies are severing ties with Kanye. One in particular, my Adidas. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it right after this song.
It definitely takes me back to my older sister's time.
You ain't got the answers, Cindy. You ain't got the answers.
Cindy got more answers than you.
It ain't no rap, though. It ain't no rap, though. I am Da Vinci. Walt Disney.
Get it, cousin. Yeah, I'm
get
up there doing Pee Wee Herman. Get it.
That's an old song right there.
Yes,
yes indeed. By Run DMC. My Adidas.
Yep.
Yep, that's it.
If anyone has not had a chance to see the movie Brown Sugar, please go.
Number one boy, most deaf, and Queen Latifah?
The movie Brown Sugar. Yeah, Brown Sugar.
Is that a new movie? Because I remember that old Brown Sugar.
No, it's not a new movie. It's been around for a minute, but it's about hip hop.
Yeah,
it's a love story, but it's about hip hop.
Yeah, I had that movie back in the days when it came out. I just thought maybe they had did another one on Brown Sugar. Yeah, that was a good movie.
That's when I fell in love with Sanaa Lathan.
Yeah.
Mr. Six, let me ask you, Ohio, a gentleman, he's from Cincinnati, Ohio, but he's a big artist. He's a very big artist, and his name is Robert Smith. His name, are you familiar with him?
Robert who?
Robert Smith. His name is Robert Smith, but they call him Big Rob.
Oh,
Big
yes,
Rob.
That's a big R-O-B-B, yes.
B-B, yeah, Big Rob, B-B.
Yes, definitely. So my godfather and they work hand in hand. His name is Tim Barnes, but he's known as he's known as Temple Barnes. But
Temple Barnes,
they work hand in hand.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He has a nice... He has some beautiful songs, and I heard a song by him and Shirley Murdoch, and that was a beautiful song by Big Rob featuring Shirley Murdoch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, they are one of my supporters for Sincerely Cindy's radio show. And I had them, let me tell you, I had them last week, no, 2 weeks ago to come in for an interview. But unfortunately, everything that happened at the concert went wrong. And I was so heated, like, oh, my God. But, you know, they will come back. It will happen again. And then I will have them on this radio show. How about that?
Okay. Sounds like a winner.
It's a big R. Oh, B-B. Yes. Shout out, you know, to Cincinnati. You know, the big R-O-B-B. And as well as
Tim Barnes. My Timbo Barnes. Yes, sir. Cincinnati in the building.
Okay.
Cincinnati in the building.
All right, all right.
Yachtown in the building.
All right. Yep. All right, so let's get into this this whole Kanye fiasco. First off, Kanye is a colleague of mine, cool guy, suffered great loss. You know, I actually understand what he's going through. You know, losing his mom, Donda, me losing my mom, you know, I get it. You know, it's not an easy thing to deal with.
This is
why here at the 6 Hours Radio Network, we check in with our mental, you know, seeing how everybody is doing, you know, because when the Lord breathes the breath into your lungs and gets you started today, which got us to this point today, without that first breath in the morning, we wouldn't be at this point right now. So we want to thank him for everything he do and continue to do for us. We have fun here at the 6 Hours Radio Network, but we also are serious as well. You know, we just got a prestigious award from Mr. President Joe Biden. So share that with all the colleagues of the 6 Hours Radio Network, everybody, all the broadcasters, all the respective shows. So we did it. We did it. We did it. And now we're going to talk about Kanye. And we're going to start with the ladies and see what they think first. And then myself, ATL, Ja, and Wolfgang will talk later after the women tell us what they think. All right, no particular order.
Okay, so I would like to start. This is Cousin Cindy. And you know what? I'm going to have to come up with another name. But anyway, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take it from here. Listen, I followed the whole Kanye, the thing on network, I mean, on Netflix, right? And so I'm watching Netflix or whatever, and I remember when he came out, I did not know that he was actually under Jay-Z or whatever. And however, the whole biography just enlightened me on this man. I mean, when I say I'm listening to the lyrics, and I'm like, oh, hell, yeah, he's dope. You know what I mean? And then when he lost Donda, you know, it was like, we all looked at him because he was behind the scenes. We all looked at him as like he was going crazy and everything. Yes, he did lose a little of it. He definitely lost a little of it. But what we don't recognize is that everything was already there. He was already different. He was already for greatness. You know what I mean? And the things that we call crazy, you know what I'm saying? He's just a different person, you know? And when you just, like, really listen to this man and everything that he has to give, it's extraordinary. It's extraordinary. Uh-huh. This man is a genius. He's a genius in so many ways that me, being 44 years old, you know what I'm saying, and I can't even touch the knowledge that he's putting out here. I can't touch it. You know, I can listen to it. I can look it up in a book. I can do all of that. What is that I hear?
Kanye Stronger.
Oh, okay.
He's on the line.
Yeah, I know. I heard something. Okay. So I can't even begin to touch the knowledge that he's spitting out nowadays. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, when he just spoke his words, you know, just recently or whatever, it actually broke him that they think that they did. They think that they broke this young man, but they did not break him. He cannot be broken, because one thing that you cannot take from an African-American male is their education, their mind, their focus. You cannot, you know what I mean? But I get it, you know. But, yeah, that's where I am with it. I am a Kanye supporter, you know, even though there are some things that I don't agree with. But, you know, this is life. There's going to be a lot of things that we disagree with. But Fontaine definitely is a man of knowledge, just like Pac was. Just like Pac was. And I believe that they're going to try and break him. They're breaking him.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All
this
right.
is Evangelist Clayton. This is
okay.
Evangelist Clayton. I just want to say I, too, agree broken. I think that he's at a point where mankind want to break him, but I don't think education is what got him where he's at. I think that knowledge and wisdom and understanding and the raising of from his mom, because I think that his upbringing, his upcoming, his mother instilled that value of quality, that you are somebody no matter what the world may say. You are somebody because you're a child of God. And he was brought up in the Christianity values, you know, with his mom. And then losing his mom, I know what it's like to lose your mom. I know
what
feeling is like, man. I tell you, that thing takes something out of you. Your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your grandbabies, you know, I've lost them all. You know, my husband, you know, I lost them all. But I give God the praise for him even standing, you know. And I think truly they are trying to break him down, you know. Even I can go back to the song we heard earlier, Off the Wall by Michael Jackson. You know how Michael Jackson was standing. You know they went through some things. Kanye went through some things. You know, and being raised up there in the city he was raised up in. I think there was Detroit,
yeah.
Or Chicago, one of those. Yeah, and just to know what he had to battle through. He was a project young man, raised up in the project, you know, and mama worked hard to and to leave something behind, to leave him behind. You know, you can take away my money, you can take away houses and cars and shit and go, but you cannot take away my knowledge, wisdom, and my understanding. Because, see, God has his hands on this young man in spite of situation, in spite of circumstances. And I think the knowledge that he has is through Christ Jesus. And one thing for sure and two things we know, when God is on your side, you can do everything, but no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against thee in judgment shall be condemned. You know, do we do wrong? Of course we do wrong. Daily. Do we mess up? Yes, we mess up. Daily we mess up. None of us up in here are perfect. None of us. But we got to know beyond any shadow of a doubt. A doubt together, divided we fall, together that we stand. And we have
That's
to right. stand in spite of situation, in spite of circumstances. I like Kanye. Amen. Kanye came, you know, we're kind of like in the same ball field. And I tell God thank you for Kanye. I tell God thank you for those, amen, that came up in the room with Kanye, Cool, and LL Cool J, and all of those. I thank God for those, you know, because they bring back something that the world doesn't have now, and that the value of who people are now doesn't matter now. But I like Kanye, and I support him. I support him mightily. But I know that we all fall down, but we get back up again.
That's right.
So I think truly they're trying to break him. They're trying to take down who he is, tear him down to who he is, and they'll use anything and anybody. I'm completed.
All right. Thank you for that, Evangelist Clayton. Okay. Nicole, you're up. Pride and joy. Are you still with us?
Well, I just want to go ahead and just agree with what was said before me, and just praying for Kanye and his family, and his circumstances be resolved in a way that will just bring peace and inner peace. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah. And I agree, you know, because it's just so, you know, it's so easy to just, you know, overlook what's going on with Kanye. But then the minute something happened to him, oh, I got every song in my playlist and this and that, blah, blah, blah. You know, if you're not going to do nothing to help the man, then shut up.
Yeah.
You know? But if you can't do nothing, pray for the man.
Pray.
And, you know, and there it is. Because, like I said, it's, I mean, I know how he feels losing a mom. It's
mm-hmm.
still fresh, just this January, you know, so it's still
That's
fresh for me,
mm-hmm.
you know. And one thing she told me, she said, son, she said, keep this station going,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm here, we're here,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rough, but you got to keep going, you know, you got to put God first in all that you do. And just hold on to the memories, because I think everybody here has lost their mom, with the exception of ATL, and I believe Jaw's mom is still living. I pray she is. You know, but and Wolfgang's mom is still living. But everybody else on the panel, mom's gone
yeah.
on to glory.
Yeah.
You know. You know, my whole family, mother, father, sister, brother, gone.
Yes. You know, my son is gone. You know, he was 19, murdered in 2019.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But the greatest gift about that, Mr. Six, is look at what God has done. Look at what God has done and given you. You know, your mom is gone, and yeah, that's still fresh. Your mom is probably one of the closest one now, because my mom died in 2009, but you know, the closest year. And but look at what God has multiplied you with in your life now. Look at what
yes,
He has done immensely.
Yes.
You know, when you
Thank
thought
you,
you were all by yourself, look at what came along. Your cousins, you know, your nieces, your nephews. Look at what God has bestowed upon you. And I'll take that and I'll run with that. I'll take it and I'll run with it and I'll hold fast to you. Because family, man, I tell you, you have so many broken families now. And moms and daughters and fathers and sons and siblings are fighting each other. But look at what God has done. Look at it. And we have to count our many blessings. Got to count them and tell God thank you. So look what God has bestowed upon
Amen.
You.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
You're not alone.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was great. I appreciate that.
Not only did I find my family, but I found my radio fans.
And
you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. Every time I jump on, I feel this warm sensation with y'all, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, they are family. I can see why it lasted 11 years. I can see why.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Amen. And not only that, it lasted Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes,
ma'am.
Every day
yeah.
is a fulfillment day. There's something going on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the beautiful thing is that you find love. You find love.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things to remind me of is a scripture that says He swallows up death with victory. So know that no life has been gone in vain, and we swallow it up with victory. And another thing, when we're talking about somebody's story, man, we always see the cover story, but we never see the backdrop and the pain and the hurt and the things that we go through to develop. Who we are.
Wait a minute,
you know,
pause. Hold on. Notice you said pause this second. Can we get the music in the background to fade out just a little, please?
Yeah, I don't know. Who's playing music?
That's Mr. Six.
Okay, I'm listening now. Can you continue?
Oh, yeah. I say like when y'all was speaking about Kanye West, everybody knows that a person's cover story, but nobody never gets the backdrop. you know, a little bit about Kanye West. You know, a lot of people probably don't know this, but Kanye West got some roots in Oklahoma. You know, he has brothers here and things like that, you know, from his father, his biological father, you know. And fortunately, I had a chance to meet them people, man, and experience even cutting some of their heads. But at the same time, you know, nobody knows our stories, man. They only get to see, when we're in the limelight, they only get to see the celebrity part of us, man. They don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So, mm-hmm. you know, just continue to keep people in prayer, man. And like Six said before, when Ms. Clayton talked, you know, you don't cast judgment down on people, man, because you never know what a person is going through in their life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
Definitely. You definitely, you never know what nobody is going through. You know, like I just said, that I lost my son. And losing my son was so traumatic for me, but it was just traumatic for my friends and family. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, here I am. I'm going through the word, and I'm walking my walk. I'm talking my talk. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that they're listening. But I get it. I definitely get
it.
Definitely. Definitely. Definitely get it. And, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I tell, you know, I tell people, you don't know my story. You have not walked in my shoes. You don't know my story. So please, Big Rob has a song says, please don't judge me.
Yeah.
Don't judge me. You know, please don't judge me because you don't know my story. You have not walked in my shoes. So who are we to pass judgment upon anyone? Upon anyone. Who are we? Who are we? So many people, they have stories, but because people is silently crying within themselves, the voice is crying in the wilderness. Those are voices crying, but because of ridiculed and persecuted, people stay in silence. They stay in that silent mode. But when you can begin to you can begin to release and live and live. Let go and live. That's the best momentum feeling that you can ever feel, that you have let go. And you're no longer blocked. You're no longer bound. No more change holding you.
I am free, huh?
I'm free.
Amen.
Baby.
I need
your phone number.
Amen.
When we hang up, please send it to my cousin. I need
you said
your
you need
number.
My phone number.
No, not you.
No, I just
praise God.
Welcome to Love Connection.
Mr. Six, don't you have another phone?
Praise the Lord.
Did that thing, yeah. I don't know what I'm gonna do with him, y'all. Mr. Six.
Yes, ma'am.
Will you give your cousins my number? You have my number, right?
Yes. Is this Evangelist Clayton?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I just sent you $1 million. Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Right. Yep, you got it.
Okay, thank you.
You have Brother Jaws' number? Just in case you might need to share that later on down the road. You have that too, right? Praise God. Just check.
Oh, yeah, just in case they decide to jump the broom, we will facilitate that. I will provide six. Yeah, so Josh, you marry my cousin. I will cater the wedding. I will provide 6 turkey sandwiches, 6 cans of pop, and 6 cupcakes.
6 apples.
Let's see. What else does the wedding have? 6 cups of potato salad.
Is it homemade potato salad?
Hey, AK.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm asking for my cousin.
Yeah.
We're gonna cut all that out, and we're just gonna go to, you know, where we're gonna go to.
You telling me you don't want me to cater the wedding?
We're going to get a Roman burger. We're gonna have our dresses and suits and everything. Going to get a Roman burger.
Brother Jai, you had a Roman burger, Brother Jai?
Jai, did you eat Roman burger?
Praise God.
This is how badly I need to come back home just to visit at least. This is how bad I need to come back home.
Here's the new service for Mr. Harold. Dry frozen Roman burger, dry frozen cheese steak, dry frozen mushrooms, dry frozen wafer fries. For those who have moved away and can't get the fresh Mr. Hero prepared fresh for you, you can now get frozen Mr. Heroes delivered. Now delivering Roman burgers, hot butter cheese steaks, chicken fillies, fries, fried mushrooms. Mr. Hero's prepared fresh for you. Cheese sauce extra.
Oh, okay. They deliver to Oklahoma, Mr. Hero. Hero, do you deliver to Oklahoma as well? I'm just checking.
We deliver all over the world.
Oh, that's
Mr.
beautiful.
Prepared fresh for you.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
That's right.
Mr. Hero, prepared fresh for you.
Mr. Hero.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Hero.
Okay. There you go.
I really appreciate everybody. You know, everybody's personality is, like, really popping out. And I've only been on the show, I think, maybe 3 times. But these times that I have been on the show, you guys have been amazing. And just like today, you guys are amazing. And I see why you guys got the award. I see why. And I just want to say again, congratulations. And my love is for you all.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
We love you because I'm glad you're here.
We love you too.
Uh-oh, now you didn't know. Now she's going to melt. So... if you want to help my cousin form back together again, polar ice, bags of ice to get her back together. That's right. We heard of Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall, but we heard Ja is having her melt right about now. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Like Dr. Candy and Sunshine. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Welcome to Love Connection.
Who
all right.
Can be lucky
so what we're gonna do,
to have
what we're gonna
who can
do,
be lucky to have a family member that's a radio host as live as
yeah,
you
well,
are.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So we're going to get two whippersnappers together. And we'll go from there. So we'll be checking back in with you both, okay? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know who you're chaperone. We're
yeah,
here.
I don't find it. You know.
Some need a chaperone. I'm not saying you two, but I'm just saying some people.
Hey guys, I made it. I am actually in a place where I don't have to drive. Thank you.
Yay!
Well,
that's awesome.
And you
I know
just
it's
get
late,
it.
Y'all, and I know a lot of y'all guys got to prepare for tomorrow, and I know we got to get that church service going. Oh, yeah, go
well,
ahead, Six Eyes. Why don't you give us the whole update on the shows on the program?
The Raycon Global.
Hold on, Raycon.
Yeah,
so
y'all don't want me on the.
Oh, no. No, Ray J.
Do you have the announcements, Ray J?
Yeah.
Ray J. No, he does not. Ray J, please. Do me a favor. Don't. That baby, I'm just far for us to keep him asleep.
Shut up. The Six Eyes Gospel Show. 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern and 10 Pacific. Get your praise on without leaving the house. The Six Eyes Gospel Show.
Hey, good job, Ray J. Good job.
Yeah, good job.
Good job.
All right.
You don't need to not do a good job. Right, what are you pumping him up for? He did a horrible job.
Well, that has been a wonderful evening of celebration, brother. So we're going to let it slide.
Get this mother.
Don't cuss Ray J. Don't cuss him out. Don't cuss him out, Ray J. Don't cuss him out.
Come on, show your truth.
Make
cuss
a good pail
out.
Of milk and kick it over.
Come on, cuss me out.
Global.
Off here. Come on, cuss us out. Cuss me out. Yeah, I thought so. I knew
you
were punk.
I'm going to let Brandy cuss you out. Don't worry about it. I'm going to let Brandy cuss you out.
No, she won't.
Yes. I knew you were punk. Yeah, there you go. That worked. You got him out of here.
Now, you know, now, you know what?
Can you do
an
AP rundown, man?
AP, I thought you would have learned, you know, when Charles Barkley was about to kick your ass.
Like, oh, man, forget Charles Barkley, man. He ain't nothing.
Yeah, wait till he calls in next week.
Down,
and I want you to
if he decides to show up, I'm going to drive myself down to the downtown to TNT building down here, downtown Atlanta, and have a long talk. I'm going to show him who's in control. I run the show in Atlanta. I run it.
So, so here's what I want y'all to do. Y'all hear ATL's voice right now? Now, next week, you're going to be like, but what's up with your voice, ATL? You're not able to talk, ATL? All right. So that's what's going to happen next week.
Wow.
We'll see. I'm going down there to see Charles with Barkley tomorrow. We'll see what we'll see who be. You have no voice.
Okay.
I'm glad you remind me that because I've also been paying him a visit. I'm going to pay him a visit this time.
You better bring him a Subway sandwich.
Barkley already sound like he's a lozenger.
I'm taking my bodyguards down. I got some bodyguards, so we all going to go there and pay him a visit.
Okay, hold on. So here you got this California, and she, okay, we'll be right back.
Barkley? What Barkley?
Grab a Halls on your way back.
Hey, how you doing, man? You doing all right, Barkley?
Miss Hall.
I'm going to visit you now. I'm visiting you tomorrow. I'm coming down there.
We
bring him
down.
We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it.
No, no Subway. Bring you a Halls.
We'll bring me a Subway tomorrow.
Ricola. Bring you some Ricola.
Yeah, I'll bring one. I got you, Barkley. I'll bring you cola for you.
Cola.
You want me to bring a drink, too? Knuckle drink? I'll bring a
Ricola.
Knuckle drink, too.
Ricola.
Don't bring no drink. A warm drink.
For all your broadcasting needs, Ricola. Hot tea and Ricola. The only lozenger for Six Eyes Radio Network. Ricola.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Yeah, so make sure you get your praise on without leaving the house tomorrow, the Six Eyes Gospel Show.
Amen.
We're going to send the young ones on their date. Now, of all things to eat, she wants Mr. Hero prepared fresh for you. So, yeah.
I heard Roman's Burger. I did not hear Mr. Heroes. It's wonderful.
Well,
let me
fill you in. Mr. Heroes makes the Roman burger.
Ah, thank you for the clarification.
See that?
Thank you. I didn't catch that.
Ruthie, Ken, have y'all fell asleep yet? Are y'all still up?
No, we're still here, honey.
I'm right here, sex. Fell asleep. I bet you they sleep.
Aww.
Yeah, so they got to get up tomorrow. So we're going to get ready to get out of here. Once again, I want to thank everybody. Pride and Joy, Nicole. I want to thank Ja. I want to thank Cindy. I want to thank Pastor Clayton. I want to thank Wolfgang. want to thank the ATL, want to thank Ken, want to thank Ruthie, and hey, thank me. I want to thank me.
Yeah.
And we're going to get out of here.
Did you say pride and joy?
I said sister pride and joy.
Okay, amen. Thank you.
Pride and joy, you must have fell asleep, so thank you, as always, for your entertainment news. We thank you. And we're going to get ready to get out of here. God bless you. Just enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Make sure you like the Six Eyes Radio Network group. All right, Josh. So I guess welcome to the family.
Thank you.
Welcome, it's been indeed a night
of celebration.
You see how happy she is?
Yes.
I think it's wonderful.
Don't you, Brother Job? Don't you think it's wonderful?
Yes, ma'am.
All right now.
Hey, take care of my cousin.
All right, will do.
Listen to you.
All right.
Listen
Welcome.
To you.
I thought y'all was asleep. Enjoying you up still?
I think she fell asleep.
Where did Pride and Joy go?
I think she's with Clayton.
Oh, okay. That's Nicole's.
Yes, Pastor Clayton's still with us.
So maybe she got to sing for church tomorrow. All right, I'm out of here. I got to run, Lee, too. So y'all put God first in all that you do. I love each and every one of y'all. And I'm going to take your thing, Evangelist Clayton. Ain't a darn thing you can do about it. So y'all have a good night. Lord, watch over us as we sleep. And we will catch you tomorrow for the Six Eyes Gospel Show, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 a.m. Pacific, where you get your praise on without leaving the house, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. So come on down. Bring a friend.
Amen. Love you
all. Right, good night. And we will have Nicole singing to open up the show with a song. So congratulations.
Oh, Nicole's singing.
And it's okay.
No, Brother John, no.
Save your voice.
I'm about to come join in on that.
All right.
Lord. I sing down by the riverside, way down by the riverside.
No. So she'll be singing tomorrow, so stay tuned. All right. Good night from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Good night, everyone. Have a blessed night.
Good night. Love y'all. Good night.
Love you, Lord.
Love you all.
All right. Cindy, good night. All right. John, good night. Love y'all all. Good night, everyone.
Good night.